Last night, though, around dinner time here in the Bay Area, the SpaceX prospectus dropped, and it was a 308-page document that is part rocket company, part satellite empire, part frontier AI lab, all wrapped in a controlled company structure with Elon Musk holding majority of the board. Now, the AI segment, that is the part that I want to dig into today, because essentially all paths in that S1 lead back to AI. The financials have three main sections: space, connectivity, and AI. The AI segment, it did $3.2 billion in revenue last year on $6.4 billion of losses. Now, the eye-popping number, though, that was CapEx, as it often is these days. Nearly $13 billion on AI infrastructure, which is four times the revenue it is currently bringing in. So if you are a bear, the math here in this S1, it's pretty straightforward. If it's a $2 trillion valuation, as has been reported and speculated, on $18 billion in total revenue last year, you're looking at more than 100 times sales. For context, NVIDIA trades at around 23 times. Palantir, one of the most stretched names in the public market, around 88. So SpaceX would be coming in higher than either of them. And it's not actually profitable. It is losing money. Here's the other thing, though. SpaceX has never been priced on traditional measures, and that is unlikely to change right now. This is a growth bet on Elon Musk, full stop. And the same investors who bought SpaceX in private rounds at $400, $500, $600 billion, they did it because of him. The retail demand on day one, likely going to be enormous. And whatever you think of Musk's politics or pay package, he has done something that no one else has: built category-defining companies, not once or twice, three times. So that bet on SpaceX, it also matters beyond this IPO itself, because OpenAI is reportedly planning a confidential filing as soon as this week. Anthropic may not be far behind. Players in the infrastructure layer underneath, all of them are watching too and trying to figure out their own windows.